You're listening to Engineering Talk, your premier audio source for insight into fluid sealing, energizing, and connecting applications. On today's program, Alicia Hackley discusses sealing in high-pressure environments. Hackley manages the global analytical market for ball seal engineering, and she collaborates directly with engineers to devise solutions for that market's toughest sealing challenges.
When we talk high pressure, we're really talking about the range from 10,000 to 20,000 PSI, and in some cases, all the way up to 100,000 PSI. In these environments, you've got to consider every aspect of the gland, every chamfer, because the most insignificant surface irregularities can result in catastrophic failure. Another important aspect to consider is the function of the instrument itself. To successfully design a seal, an engineer has to know what kind of media that seal will come into contact with as it does its job. For instance, if we're sealing an instrument that cycles a salt-based buffer solution and there's no rinse, the seal performance will be compromised. Anything that touches a seal will affect its function, and in high-pressure environments, the results are exponential. The seal and backup ring combination is very popular in high-pressure applications. This configuration consists of a seal energized with a spring and augmented by a ring made of a durable material, like a monolithic heat-treated PEEK. Both of these elements have to be very tightly toleranced so that they don't extrude or break down. Also, seals that have an integrated spring energizer like ours tend to be more effective overall because the spring applies sealing force more uniformly during the low pressure cycles you find in some high pressure applications. As Ball Seal Engineering's global analytical market manager, my job is to help manufacturers of high pressure and ultra high pressure liquid chromatography equipment ensure the safe and efficient operation of their machines. We've successfully sealed in pressures up to 20,000 PSI and designed for piston diameters as small as 2 millimeters.
You've been listening to Engineering Talk, a production of Ball Seal Engineering Incorporated. If you'd like to learn more about any of the topics discussed in this podcast, please contact us at 800-366-1006 or visit us at www.ballseal.com.